as Frank Sinatra. Which is where this crush started. The next song wouldn't have happened without the inspirational genius of poets like Allen Ginsberg, who woke me up to the poetry of the Psalms, and these Jewish mystics who lived out in the desert and would hear the voice of God in the quietest whispers. Think of Allen's Kaddish right now. Kaddish. I have climbed the highest mountain, I have run through the fields, only to be with you. Only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled. It's a Sunday evening. Let's start with the positives. I am in a band with The Edge. What a man! If he is a man, not some super Nova human. I'm also in the band with Adam Clayton. A veritable Greek god with some very fancy streetwear there. Yes, I'm also in a band with Larry Mullen Jr. I want to send our great love. We are in a band with Larry Mullen Jr. Please send him your love. And we are on stage with a student, and now quite clearly a professor of the subject, that is Larry Mullen Jr. We are on stage with Bram Vandenberg. Thank you for standing in, sitting in for our brother, our bandmate who's injured. So, can you raise the roof for Larry Mullen and Bram Vandenberg? We've been enjoying putting our Dutch comrade on the spot and asking him, you know, how he became this student and then, you know, professor of Larry Mullen. And last night I asked him and he didn't say anything. He played the beat of Pride in the Name of Love. And then we completely fucked it up. But it was nice to do it acoustically and have people sing it, because in the end, you know, you sort of own these songs and you made them famous, and your lives are wrapped up in them, and we might have wrote them, but for whatever you're going through in your life, or, you know, great joy or despair, and our songs, we hope, are useful to you. In the light of what's happened in Israel and Gaza, a song about non-violence seems somewhat ridiculous, even laughable, but our prayers have always been for peace and for non-violence, so put our hearts and our anger, we know what that's pointed.